and full.
See God, when I get that, he comes and says, you have a cigar, so you could have this one, or give me one. Keep a big chew off there. And now you could go, I say, I don't care when you come back. Man, I'd be walking and chewing. That's the biggest thing I've done until now. I don't fool with it. Now and then I get a little chew.
Yeah.
But smoking, I don't think smoke no more.
Well, did you ever take cornmeal and boil it in salt and water? Just boil it in hot water and make something out of it?
Yeah. Mush.
Uh-huh.
Make a mush out of it.
Well, what sort of vegetables did you raise? Tell me about that.
Raise? I don't raise those, no.
Did
you? Yeah, I used to raise mustard, turnip, cabbage, beet. To plant it all in there. I had all in that plant. But I don't think it was, no.
Yeah. And the syrup they made was, did they ever make molasses out of it too?
What?
Genuine?
No. The only thing I up there where I grabbed by, I don't know if you know what that is. Mm-hmm. But that's up there, there's somewhere up there. You see why you get there. Go to Boston, after leave Boston, go somewhere around over there. They have some oil wells over there. But a place called Grand Bayou. I went there with a friend of mine. We stayed around there about 2-3 weeks. But I was around there quiet. It was time of relief. Time of relief, because the relief was given a whole big old land, size of a beast. But why is this show? An old fat beast. I said, I don't eat that. Poof. I said, I can't eat that. They would give it that sugar to the people. And he gave us some sorghum syrup. Sorghum syrup they had plant. And sorghum, they had bit of salt, you know, with it. So I said, I don't like the other way, so they try and give you a sorghum, I don't want none of that. So what about you? I said, give me bread. I eat bread. I eat the bread, but the fat meat, I couldn't go that fat meat. I don't like the fat. That's the kind of thing, call it sign, you know. Some kind of would be, I don't know, but that was the call. I said, I can't eat that. I'm fat, but I don't eat that. So I didn't just, I had bread, but I had no sign. I couldn't eat that. And I saw them syrup, I didn't like that. I didn't worry with that.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, syrup is clear, you know, it's thin. Molasses is thick. It's thick or black syrup, it's thick.
Yeah. Something you might say, it's not imitation, it's... Well, that syrup was real.
Yeah, it was.
Genuine.
Gingerbread.
Genuine.
Well, you could make gingerbread with it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is buy a ginger and put it there, you could make all the gingerbread for it.
Well, now, if something is an imitation, you know what I mean by imitation? Like, say, a syrup. Or, say, you bought a belt.
Yeah.
And if it was cowhide and nothing else,
yeah.
It, on the belt it would say, what? Genuine cowhide? Genuine?
Cowhide.
It would say what?
Genuine cowhide.
Okay. Now, before, a long time ago, when you bought sugar, it used to come what? It wasn't prepackaged, but just weighed out of the barrel it came. They sold it.
It was sugar, cane sugar, what stuff you want to call it. That's all it would have.
10 cents of sugar would be about how many?
Well, it would be too much. Be a little packet like that. A small packet, but that wide.
How many pounds?
About that. Well, if you sell it by a pound, well, it might be 10 cents a pound, it might be 15 cents a pound, it might be 5 cents a pound, I don't know. Just what you want. But it says you're going to buy what you want. And meat was the same thing, flour was the same thing. They sell all that by the pound.
Would you, now, when they put things up in jars,